So we're just going to relax and breathe. Moving into that beautiful place of peace, centered in our heart. Breathing slowly and deeply, which reminds our body that we're safe and that this is a good time to relax. Just settling in and opening to possibilities. The wonderful quote that I have from Abraham today is from the January 28th workshop. And the questioner said, "I've had a recurring bit of medical-related contrast. And most recently, it requires a full body scan to sort of see how contrasty things are. And my question is, how would you recommend that I prepare for this scan? And maybe it's to do nothing at all, but how could I get into the right mindset? Thanks so much for all you do." And Abraham said, "There are a lot of people who don't want to have a full body scan because they're afraid of what might turn up, afraid of it. Now, as we were talking earlier, ashamed of where I am, fearful about where I am, displeased with where I am. Oh, you want to acknowledge where you are and you want it to be okay. Because no matter where you are, you can move from where you are to where you prefer. It's like, in many ways, how do you even know what you want if you don't know where you are? So let the contrast of your life be a good thing, not a bad thing. And let a body scan be a willingness to admit and acknowledge, not just admit and acknowledge where you are, but be all right with it. Because it doesn't matter where you are. You're on your way to what you choose. And maybe a body scan or a comment from someone, something that makes you aware, or a strong negative emotion, what it makes you aware that you prefer something else. That's a good thing every single time. Esther does a handful of processes every day, and one of them isn't one that we gave her. It's one we encouraged once she stumbled on it. Her friend, who is a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, often said, "Well, it's acceptance. It's acceptance." It came up in Esther and her friend's conversations often. And so Esther just started thinking about it a while back. So she began doing this sort of focus wheel sort of thing, where acceptance was her object of attention. And she began saying things like, "I accept that contrast is." And then, even more so, "I accept that it's helpful. And I accept that things are always working out for me, even though sometimes it doesn't look like it. I accept that the laws of the universe are real and are understandable, even though sometimes I don't understand them. And I accept that I'm good, even when I feel guilty about something. That guilt is an indication that I'm out of whack. It feels so icky because it's letting me know I must not be bad, because I feel bad when I think I'm bad. Negative emotion means my inner being isn't agreeing with that. I accept that well-being is dominant. And I accept that contrast is good. And I accept that I can't create in anyone else's reality. But I also accept that I can create in my own. And I accept I'm doing a better job now than I used to. And I accept that I'll do a better job later as I'm gaining understanding. But even more, I'm gaining clarity about what I want." If you don't know what you want, if you don't know where to point, you don't know where to point. It's all so good. We're feeling a lot of satisfaction as we're visiting with you right now, because we can feel you getting this. We can feel some new loops opening for you. And most of all, it's our powerful desire today. Do you hear that? You've launched our desire into new places. Did you know you were capable of that? You put into your vortex, which is where we focus. So you've increased our desire. We want more for you today than we've ever wanted. We want for you to be all right where you are. We want you to feel the love for where you are and the pride for where you are and the okayness with where you are, like your inner being does, like we do. We want you to feel good because it's your point of attraction. If you feel bad right now, your point of attraction isn't going to bring you improvement. If you'll feel good right now, your point of attraction is going to bring you more to feel good about. Momentum is going to happen, and how you feel just indicates the direction of the happening. And so Abraham is telling us to accept where we are in the moment, that what is in some way, even when it feels like something wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right in the broader perspective of our inner being. And so that acceptance, for me, when I feel that acceptance, I find that I relax. I feel my shoulders drop. I feel myself take a deeper breath. Okay, this is where I am right now. And I love the process that came to me in meditation of, I accept where I am right now, yeah, but this doesn't feel good. This isn't what I want. And that encourages me to ask the question, what is it I do want? And when I figure out what I do want, I can ask myself, am I willing to have that? Am I eager to have that? And do I love having that? So when we find ourselves in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. In this moment, we can let it be. And then we can ask ourselves what it is we prefer. And we can accept, as Abraham said, even if it's just because Abraham tells us, we can accept that we are good. We can accept that we are dearly, deeply loved. We can accept that everything always works out for us. We can accept that well-being abounds and that we can trust in well-being. And as we breathe into those wonderful affirmations that Abraham's given us, we can begin to ask ourselves, what is it that I want? And I have been thinking about, what is it that I want to know about myself? I want to know how creative I am. I want to know how lovable I am. I want to recognize how loving I am. I want to feel how inspired I can be. I want to trust that at my core, I am healthy and vital and strong. I want to love being alive. And I'm willing to be creative. I'm willing to be lovable. I'm willing to be inspired and vital and healthy and alive. I'm eager to be creative. In fact, I'm eager to have fun. I'm eager to find ways to play in my life. I'm eager to be a generous person. I'm eager to recognize that I am powerful. I am eager to demonstrate that I am clear and focused. I love feeling abundant. I love feeling free. I love making a difference. I love recognizing that this is a glorious world that we live in. And it gives us the opportunity to shine our light. I want to shine my light. I'm willing to shine my light. I'm eager to shine my light. I love shining my light. I love encountering evidence that my light is shining and other people see the light in me and around me and through my example. I love teaching by example. I love feeling awake and aware. I love seeing new possibilities. I love exploring life around me. I love seeing new doors open. I love having new opportunities. I love meeting wonderful people. I love spending time with longtime friends. I love encountering new friends. I love seeing synchronicities happen in my life. I love appreciating others. I love appreciating the circumstances I'm in the moment. I love appreciating my home right now. I love appreciating my life right now. And I love appreciating the people around me. I love focusing on appreciation. I want to notice that when I look at something and I feel the contrast, that I am able to accept what is. Okay, that's where I am right now. But that's a powerful reminder now of, well, that is what is, but where is it I want to be? And I realize more and more that my power lies in my focus. And I can always focus on what I want. What is it I want? I want to be a caring person. I want to let my love flow in the world. I want to share love with so many people in so many places. And I want to practice what Abraham talked about recently as vibrational philanthropy. I want to recognize that when I'm vibing high, when I'm finding these frequencies of eagerness and love, I am putting those beautiful feelings and thoughts into the consciousness of humanity. And I am making a difference. Makes a difference for how I feel in this moment, yes. And it makes a difference in what I attract in my life. And that's always a good thing if I'm vibing high. But it also makes a difference in the planet. Vibrational philanthropy. I love that phrase when they introduced it recently. Vibrational philanthropy. The opportunity to make a difference in a wider perspective. To recognize who we are from a wider perspective. To see that we are indeed more powerful than we ever imagined, because these higher frequency thoughts transmit, and other people around the world having higher frequency thoughts can vibrate with us, even receive those vibrations from us, because they can attract to them matching frequencies in human consciousness. And so our having fun, appreciating the contrast, practicing acceptance, and raising our vibration by focusing on what we want, that can make a difference in the world. I want to love. I want to be a nexus of love on this planet. I want my love to pour into the consciousness of humanity. I want to feel how deeply I am loved by Source. I want to practice this feeling of being loved so that I can transmit that thought at that wonderful feeling frequency of being loved into the consciousness of humanity so that more and more people can connect with this beautiful idea of being loved. Beloved, when I asked them what I could do in an emergency, they said, send our love, because it might be felt at the level of your vibration as a human, rather than the higher, faster frequency that we send. And so sending love feels powerful to me. I want to be a transmitter, a broadcaster of love. And so I invite you now to join me in acknowledging that you too can be a broadcaster of love. And ask yourself, do you want to transmit love? Do you want to send love to so many people? People right now who may be not accessing the love that is there for them. And they may not be able to receive it right now if they're in sharp contrast. But I believe that it's always received because it goes into that consciousness of humanity that allows the human across the planet to have greater access to that awareness of the love, infinite, eternal love that is ever sent to us As Abraham says at the end of every workshop, there is great love here for us. And so if we can take that great love that Abraham represents and send it out, isn't that amazing? That really makes me feel excited. Sending Abraham's great love, or the great love I feel from the Beloved, out to people and places, maybe friends and neighbors, sending great love to people in our communities, sending great love to people in our state, in our country, sending great love to institutions and organizations, sending great love to individuals that we know, and sending great love to individuals that we don't know, but who look at any moment like we can help them a little bit by letting them know they're loved. Maybe that can give some people some relief. Sending the love. Being a broadcast station for love. And in this moment, while we're doing that, we can also open to receive the love that's coming. Love from our friends who are currently broadcasting love, but also love from our inner beings and Abraham, who are ever broadcasting love. And we can let our hearts bask in that beautiful space of love that is right here, right here. Ever and always, there is love. It's really quite extraordinary to recognize it, to practice it, to experience it, and to share it. We are blessed in this knowing that we can take the contrast and accept the situation and raise the vibration and become a broadcaster of love. I like that thought. I enjoy spending time knowing that we are all dearly, deeply loved. And so as we end this meditation, I invite you to take a moment and wriggle and stretch. And just recognize that this moment is a moment of love. And so it is.